Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name.
Thank God.
Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God, our great pastor is coming to you today with what thus saith the Lord.
All right.
The scripture says, I will give you pastors after mine own heart, which will feed you with knowledge and understanding.
All right.
And we are being fed. Thanking so much. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist. My elders, our missionary, deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad for this door of utterance. We are God's church. Wherever you may be, if you're keeping God's commandments, I trust that you know, and you will know, that you are God's people, and we are Jews, we are Israelites, and we are true followers of Christ. Glad to be with you today. I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. The stand they took years ago while they were in this life, they're in the bosom of God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. That doctrine is keeping God's word. It's called the Ten Commandments. God commanded it, and it's law.
Yes.
We're going to have a few testimonies today. We're going to talk about the abundant life.
Right.
In order to talk about the abundant life, we have to bring out what is not that life and why so many don't have the abundant life. So many feel they have the Lord, and according to knowledge and scripture, you don't know him. We're here to enlighten today.
Thank God.
As always, we're here to edify. As always, we're here to make the call. Before we get into these testimonies, or I should say after the testimonies, we're going to have a poem. Our sister Lorraine has been with us for many years, striving to please the Lord, walking in holiness. She has a testimony this morning. Sister Lorraine.
Thank God. I'm glad to be here tonight, and I can say that I am saved, walking in the ways of God. I'm thanking God for a great leader who teaches us the principles of God.
Thank God.
And how to walk in God's ways. I'm thanking God for that.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Rain. We do teach the word. Wisdom is the principal thing. And all thy getting, get an understanding. Mother Soldier, our Sister V, been with us many years now. Kids have grown a little bit, graduated some, and one and others are on the way. When she first came to God, she didn't have any gray hair. She's a young woman, but she's graying. But she loves the Lord. She's wonderful. She's beautiful in the Lord. And I thank God for her stand today.
Sister, thank God. Thank God for being here. Another beautiful Sabbath day, Pastor. Thanking God for having the opportunity to live for God, Pastor.
Thank God.
Thanking God for having a leader to hold up the standards for the people, to show us the way to go. We're not one way at church, behaving one way, acting one way at church, and then going home and being a whole nother person. We are righteous through and through.
Thank
we love God with all our might. I thank God for being here, Pastor. I thank God for my life. Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful? As the scripture says, Lord said, love him with all your heart, all your soul. Fervent for the Lord. That's what we strive to be here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And you might want to say, well, Pastor, I don't have anyone to teach me. Get a covered wagon. Get a donkey. Get something and get here.
That's it.
I told you about this song. The woman said, I don't care how you get there. Just get there when you can. Whatever. You need to get to where God's people are. If you know someone keeping God's commandments, and I'm not talking about in meats and drinks. You can eat anything you want to eat over here. But if your doctor tells you bread is bothering you, better drop that bread. And don't say you got so much faith. But if you got the faith to eat what the doctor tells you not to eat, I'm with your faith. I'm with that.
All right.
As the Lord said, according to your faith.
Yes.
But we don't tell you you can't eat this and can't eat that. There are some things we are against. Strong substances. I'm not talking about Starbucks. You know what I'm talking about. We're against fermented drink. Brother Larry is with us today. He has a testimony. He's been a brother for many years here. He's yet striving to please the Lord. Brother Larry, thank God for you.
Thank God for being here on God's holy Sabbath day. Thank God for a shepherd that teaches us how we must live free and separated from sin. Thanking God how you can't spot his life and striving to please God and live right and live holy. And just thanking God for being here. And it's my strive is to continue on this walk because our walk is righteousness. And I believe that you can live free and separated from sin. Thank God for
being
here.
Thank God for you, Brother Larry. Now the scripture says, only believe. And if you truly believe, you have the works to prove it. Over here, 425, it's not just to say, I believe he died for our sins. Your work should prove that you believe it. Faith without works is dead. I believe that. Our sister Tatum, you've heard her poems. You may not hear accompaniment today. Elder Miles is taking a break. We're in another part of the sanctuary. We're in the dining area. But the word is not going to change.
This is a beautiful life.
Thank God.
Starting another day. Oh Lord, I'm starting out this day praising and thanking you for all your goodness, love, and mercy that have kept and brought me through. My blessing is accepting what God's leader does or say. For I believe in my heart and have no doubt and am convinced it is God's way. For he leads and guides his anointed in all ways of the truth. And when flesh stays submissive, there poses no problem to humble down and just do it. I'm thanking God for this mind, a mind with knowledge to see, to meditate on his goodness and remain in the land of the free. Oh Lord, it's such a good life.
Thank God.
Learning how to adjust and cope in situations that comes and goes and maintain everlasting hope. To have the faith to listen and hearken to God's voice that comes through his anointed with such a powerful force that can change your thoughts and feelings, rearrange you and turn you around, make you steadfast and unmovable, looking up and never down.
Thank God.
Makes you stop, think, and listen, and consider what you do, being sober, not drunk in your spirit, blaming others or asking who. It's such a good life
that
I'm living. Learning more wisdom as I travel on. Gaining more knowledge through the teaching, through the mouth of his anointed son.
Is that beautiful? Those are some
beautiful
true words. Thank God. I enjoyed that poem. She was raring to go, and before I could finish my introduction, she was gone. But I'm glad she went. Thank God for our Sister Debbie. These announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now, the pastor.
Thank God. That was pretty clear and concise.
Yes, it was. Most beautiful.
We're waiting on the letters.
Yes.
The calls. Y'all call us. Tell us all about what you don't understand. We'll reason with you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I just want to make it clear again. We're not talking about every law that's written about if you don't pull your neighbor's ox out of the mire, what penalty you'll receive. The statutes are God's commandments, and it covers everything in life, whether you are in a tent or you're in a house today or an apartment. It covers everything in life. But what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? That means today, all things we ask God for. And when you are truly up under the teaching, it should be minimized what you're asking for naturally, because God said, "Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and the things shall be added." So why should we pray and call on God for things that he already promised us we're going to get? God is a provider.
Yes.
And he says, "Your heavenly Father knows the things you have need of." What we're asking God for is righteousness. As he says, "Blessed is he that hunger and thirst after righteousness." Not a house. Not the healing of the toe. That's not what God is encouraging us to ask for. The things are the things pertaining to the kingdom. Because when he left here, he spoke unto them the things pertaining to the kingdom, not how they pierced him in his side. No, it's the things of the kingdom. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous? The statutes are the commandments. They are the judgments because they are upright.
All right.
As all this law which I set before you this day, and that is the word. The word is God's law.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 10 and 9. Lord said, "I come that you might have life and that more abundant." And if you don't know what life God is talking about, how can you be abundant and multiply in this life when you don't know what it is? It's not the natural life. The beggar had abundant life. He had eternal life. He had God while he was here. But the natural things he didn't have. He was called a beggar because the scripture says, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread." And it's talking about begging for God's word, which is eternal life. You may have to beg for a natural piece of bread, but that don't make you a beggar. And it's not calling big, is asking, because the Lord said, "Ask and ye shall receive." St. John 10 and 9 Evangelists, what does it say?
"I am the door."
I am the door. It's talking about God. God is I am. Yes. He's the great I am.
Yes. Thank God.
I am the door. What?
By me. If any man enter in,
what?
He shall be saved.
So what, however you can say, Jesus saving, that's fine. It's God that saves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so many use the name Jesus as a scapegoat because he died for your sins. It's yet God.
Yes.
God is the door.
Yes.
And you've got to come by it, by God to enter in, which is the word.
Yes.
What?
And shall go in and out and find pasture.
So let's go to St. John. Let's go to St. John 1 and 1. Mm-hmm. Just to recap. Say, oh, Pastor, I know that. Guess what? I love the word.
I do too.
And I don't mind reading it again.
That's right.
You get a little disturbed. Well, why are you going to one? We know that's Jesus. Well, what's the problem? Let's go back there again, because some don't get the vision.
That's right.
See, I know he's the word, but you know what? The law done away, but you don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
The word is forever.
Yes.
One and one says what?
In the beginning
what?
Was the word.
What?
And the word was with God. And the word was God.
God is the door. That means if you don't come by God's word, you don't have life. You're not saved. So, but Jesus saved me. Jesus is the word. Jesus is God.
All right.
He just became a son.
Yes.
But because he came a son, the word don't change. And if you're a son today, you must have the word in your life. The word is eternal life.
Yes, it is.
God is eternal.
Yes.
What does the second verse say?
The same.
The same.
Was in the beginning with God.
Now let's go to Exodus 3. Pastor, I know what that says. Just follow me through the scripture. Anytime you don't like a scripture I'm getting, tear it out of your Bible. And like I've said many times, pretty soon you're not going to have a Bible because we go through all the scriptures and we're going to cover from Genesis to Revelation and you're not going to have anything to read. Exodus 3 and 14, what does it say?
Uh-huh. And God.
Now this is God. God is talking. God said what?
Said unto Moses.
What?
I am that I am.
Well, I thought that Jesus said, I am the door.
Yeah.
God is the I am.
Yes.
God is the door. Jesus said, I am
that, that I am. Am.
God said, I am that yes. I am what?
And he said, thus shalt thou say
what?
Unto the children of Israel.
What?
I am hath sent me unto
so
you.
So we're yet talking about the Lord.
Yes.
You're yet talking about the word. We're yet talking about God.
Yes.
Let's read it again. St. John.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 10.
Yes.
And 9. Let's read it again. Mm-hmm. So, Pastor, you sound like this is kindergarten. I don't have a problem with that. I love the sincere milk of the word. I love what be the first principles of God.
Yes.
God is the word. So that means God never changes. God won't die and neither will his word. But these jackleg preachers tell you, well, that law was done away with. That's God's word. God's word is law.
Yes, it is.
10 and 9, read it again.
I am the door.
God is the door.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the door. The word is the door to life. By me.
By me. If any man enter in,
what?
He shall be saved.
Now you can say Jesus saved you, but if you don't obey his word and don't have the word, you're not saved.
That's right.
Let's go to James.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 21. Let's see what the same says. Jesus is I am. He said, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and life. So we know that he's life. He's the truth.
Yes.
He's the way. We know he's God. We know he's the word.
Yes.
James 1:21 says what?
Wherefore,
what?
Lay apart all filthiness.
What?
And superfluity of naughtiness.
Now, wait a minute. How can you lay it aside if you cannot help but sin? Say, well, nobody can stop sinning. How are you going to lay aside all filthiness? All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All superfluity
of naughtiness.
How are you going to stop being naughty?
That's right.
Doing naughty things. Things that ain't just right. Making your companions and your spouses upset with you doing naughty stuff. How are you going to stop doing that?
That's right.
If you can't help but do it. But the scripture says, lay aside all naughtiness, superfluity of naughtiness,
And receive with meekness the engrafted word.
What?
Which is able to save your soul.
No, Pastor, only Jesus saves. That's true. Jesus is the word. It's the same thing.
All right.
Because if you say Jesus saved you and you don't have his word or you're not keeping it, you're not saved. That means you don't have God. That means you don't have the I am. You don't have any law, and you don't have no commandments. You don't have truth. You don't have righteousness. And you're not in holiness. It's all one. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John again. Let's read it again. So, Pastor, I don't want to read that no more. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You love the word. If you love the word, you want to read it again. Pastor, I don't want to go back there. Because I told you God is I am. Let's not act like that, y'all. Let's read the word. I love the scripture.
Yeah, I do too.
You can't say, I want to go back there. How you going to go back with God? God is the word. Tell me to love the word with all your heart. All your soul. I want to go back there again. I know what you get ready to tell me. You just told me that. 10 and 9, what does it say?
10 and 9.
I am the door.
I am the door.
What?
By me, 10 and 9, I am the door. By me. If any man enter in,
what?
He shall be saved.
Now, wait a minute. So if you go by the door, you're going to be saved. And I ain't got to say the word J-E-S-U-S. If I come through the door, which is God's word, I'm saved. Because the word is God. What?
And shall go in and out and find pasture.
Read.
The thief cometh not.
Now let's talk about this thief. Now, this is abundant life to go in and out and find pasture. In other words, you're finding the life of righteousness, the life keeping God's word, not stealing and killing. That's abundant life because you're not doing the opposite anymore.
All right.
You're full of obeying God's word.
All right.
But the thief come to
cometh
what?
Not but to steal and to kill.
Now these jackleg preachers are telling you no one can help but sin. They're killing God's word.
Yes.
They're killing the salvation that God brought and that he has wrought in our lives if you listen to them. They're killing righteousness.
Yes.
This thief come to steal and to kill. What?
And to destroy.
What?
I am come that they might have life.
What?
And that they might have it more abundantly.
So the word of God brings you abundant life. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom.
Yes.
And its righteousness. Mm-hmm. And all the things shall be added. So you get the natural as well. Yes. But you have it in abundant life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Hosea 6, 4 and 6. These preachers, it doesn't matter who you are when you hear this message. And I don't care what church you belong to. I'm not bashing the church. I'm bashing these false leaders or preachers that bring you anything but the truth. Anytime a preacher say, no one can live purpose, you are a liar.
That's right.
And if you follow that one, you're going to be just like them.
All right.
Or you are just like them. Hosea 4 and 6, what does it say?
My people are destroyed.
What?
For lack of knowledge.
So why would you think God, why would God destroy someone that just don't have knowledge and would desire it? If you desire the knowledge of God, you're going to seek for it. And if you seek for it, you're going to find it. If you are destroyed, it's because you don't want to hear the truth. And more likely, if you're hearing this broadcast and you don't understand or agree with what I'm saying, and not what I'm saying, what the word is saying, it's because you're destroyed. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why?
Because thou hast rejected
now,
knowledge.
Now, I'm only bringing you the scripture. Why would you reject what the scripture is saying when the Lord came according to the scripture? You and I must live according to the scripture.
Yes.
What?
I will also reject thee.
What?
That thou shalt be no priest to
that
me.
That thou be no more priest, because we are a kingdom of priests.
All right, yes. All right.
This chosen generation that we are.
Yes.
What?
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy
there
God.
There it is again. That's the word. You've forgotten the door.
Yes.
You've forgotten righteousness. You've forgotten holiness. You've forgotten God's commandments because these preachers have destroyed and killed it out of your mind under the guise of the flesh of Jesus paid the price, and you don't have to do it. He paid the price to get us back to obeying his word, which is the law, which is commandments. And if you're not directed that way, you're being destroyed. It's the devil doing this, not God. Right. God said, you've forgotten my law. What?
All right. I will also forget thy children.
That's what God said. So that means, now understand, it's not God's will that any man should perish. And if any of our children, yours or mine, and I'm talking about the children of the prophets, those that were chosen, and those that are coming along eons from now, if they have a mind to live for God, God is going to get them.
Yes, he will.
They're going to hear this call. But those that reject it, they're destroyed. And those that never hear it, because God know you're not going to do it. Because God know your beginning and your ending. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
As they were increased.
What?
So they sinned against
me. So many have started out trying to live for God, and what they did know, they weren't doing that. Because the Lord said, as you see the light, walk therein. So many were shown part of the light or bits and parts of the light and didn't do that and didn't continue in that. Because when you do truth, you come to more light.
Yes, you did.
But even though they did some of it, they increased. But as they increased, because of these preachers, they sinned more. Therefore, what?
Will I change their glory into shame?
Read.
They eat up the sin of my people.
These preachers eat up the sin. They endorse it. And make them feel like it's all right. That's why he died. That's not why he died, that you might continue in sin.
Right.
He didn't die that grace would abound for you to continue in sin. No. What?
And they set their heart on their iniquity.
God wants us to set our hearts and obey his word.
Yes.
Not iniquity. But that's what you'll do if you don't know that you should keep God's commandments, should obey his word once you accept the redemption he's offered. Read.
And there shall be like people,
what?
Like priests.
So if you don't have the knowledge of God, it's because your preacher don't have it.
All right.
Whoever is teaching you is not teaching you the knowledge. They don't have it. Like people, like priests, what?
And I will punish them.
What?
For their ways.
So you get your ways from that leader you're following. Mm-hmm. And you get punished because they don't have it, you won't have it.
Yes.
What?
And reward them their doing.
Let's go to Isaiah 9 and 16. Mm-hmm. Time is moving on, but I hope you got the essence of what I was saying. The abundant life is obeying God's word. And that's what Jesus taught. He taught the word. He said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. So wait, he brought the blessed attitudes. It's an attitude. But you should have an attitude to obey God's word, because he said, blessed is he that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, Isaiah said, hearken unto me, all ye that know righteousness.
All
right. Righteousness in whose heart is my law.
All right.
It's yet here.
All right.
Isaiah 9 and 16, what does it say?
For the leaders of this people caused them to err.
So it's these preachers that caused the people to err. And I say again, God allows it because God knows your beginning and your ending. He knows our beginning and our ending. And if you're not going to obey God's word, God is not going to necessarily bring knowledge to you. But if you be a seeker, one that desires God, you're going to find him.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not going to let these preachers ultimately destroy you.
All right.
By and by, in time, in the fullness of time, you're going to come to the knowledge. And I guarantee you, if it's not the message I'm bringing you, it's going to be the same message somewhere else.
Yes.
If there's others. I don't know any other. You show me, write me, call me and say, Pastor Boyd, I found someone talking the same way you're talking. Keeping God's commandments, living holy. That's what I desire to fellowship with.
Yes.
Read it again, the leaders.
For the leaders of this people.
What?
Caused them to err and they that are led of them are destroyed.
But the abundant life givers, Ephesians 4. Now these are the ones that's going to bring you abundant life, and it's the life according to the scripture, according to what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you don't have this, what God is calling for, you don't have abundant life. Oh. You're in death.
Yes.
Ephesians 4 and 17. What does it say?
And 17. This I say therefore.
What?
And testify in the Lord.
What?
That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
What?
In the vanity of
their
mind.
We're not talking about anyone that's not a natural Jew. Anyone that's not a spiritual Jew is a Gentile.